quick. What the hell were you guys talking about?
Cats and the
bitches.
Oh, and bitches.
Oh, cats and bitches.
Yeah. Cats and bitches.
Are they related?
Kinda.
Depends on the person. Depends on the cat.
So Sterling, last night we were playing a game. What do you know the name of it? The one we had to write the stuff on?
Oh, Blank Slate.
Blank Slate. So have you ever played that before?
No, I haven't.
So in Blank Slate, you get a little like a little whiteboard thing or whatever, and you write down your answer, right? So the card will say blank and then cheese, right? So you have to come up with like
dick cheese
or cream, like cream, right? Yeah. So you would write sour. You wouldn't show anyone yet, but everyone would write all these different things.
The goal is to match with somebody.
You
want to
match
else.
With just one person, yeah. So you get 3 points, or if you match with multiple people, you all get 1 point, right?
Okay.
And then I put dick for like one thing, but it honestly goes with everything. So dick cheese, dick cream.
So you just wrote dick for everything?
Yeah.
No. At one point, he was just saying it, and we were just laughing. And then it finally went to, he just started writing dick.
I could not stop laughing. My body hurt so bad.
He almost passed out.
I was sad you weren't there. I almost did. I felt like I almost was going to pass out. So anyways, if you play games, you have to write stuff down, and dick is always a win.
Dick always works.
Welcome, everyone, to the Zilla Nation Hangout. And we got the boys here. The boys. You guys want to introduce yourself? Who you at, Daniel? Tell me who you are. Tell him, who are you?
Dan. My name's Dan.
His name is Dan.
My name's Dan, and I'm addicted to anime.
Actually, we'll talk about some anime a little bit. Who else we got up in here?
Hey, it's Sterling, and I'm addicted to manga.
Oh, we got actually. I found a new way for me. I'm not gonna read manga, but I've been watching these TikToks that are just getting me caught up on stuff. It's just like, here, if you want to know what happens, all these characters. So I caught up on My Hero.
You didn't through
TikTok.
Up. There's no way you caught
through
up.
The all the deaths basically. So I saw who got killed by who. Oh also God. With jiu-jitsu. And I was like, bro.
So was it just a 2-minute speed slideshow version to catch you up?
Pretty much. Man, you slide you slide you. Yourself. So who else we got over here?
Brian.
I think it's kind of cool because I'm not going to sit there and read it all. And then if I got to wait a million years, it's not out yet.
My Hero's pretty much caught up.
Well, I don't watch My Hero anymore.
I don't either. After what Dan told me, I stopped.
Okay. They're not on the final fight. In the anime yet.
They're one arc behind, like, consistently.
Yes.
That's actually pretty impressive for an anime and a manga.
Really good job with keeping it.
It told me that the guy that always smiles gets his power back because of someone named Eerie or Irie or I don't know, something. Bakugo saves All Might. He like
that's why he's gone.
He died and then he comes back because someone uses transfer soul or something to him. And
so
I was just like, okay, so people died and they don't die, and then what's the one you like? Toga, is that her name, or what's the one that like tells the blood and then?
Yeah, it's Toga.
She like gets redeemed, I guess, by someone else and stuff. And
apparently, she can use like other people's powers.
Yeah, she's back in like season
4.
Okay. I was swiping through and I was like. It's interesting, and then One For All comes, and then some new baddie that I don't know about, because that's the final boss that Deku's fighting right now, and what yeah.
The new baddie? The guy who's been fighting since day one?
The guy who...
Not Deku, the bad guy?
Yeah.
This is the main bad guy since day one.
The dude with the hand on his
is
face.
Is it still all... Oh, okay. His name. Oh, okay, so that's who he's fighting at the end of it right now?
He's been fighting him.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know their name, so...
But you watched it?
Yeah, but I don't remember it very well. I remember like 4 names from that.
The TikTok didn't give you names?
Oh, they did, but I just see the name. But I look at the picture. Yeah, I just look at the picture and go, okay, I think I recognize that person. I think I recognize that person. So anyways, that's kind of cool. But that's what my TikTok feed has been like the last couple days. Is just catching up on. This is the only way I can keep up with you guys.
Just cheating.
Yes. We saw a couple movies today. Mm-hmm. Sterling. I'm sad you didn't see him with us, but we're going to fill you in right now,
okay,
bro.
Okay, cool.
We're going to spoiler you right now.
Totally cool with me. I also was sad that I missed out, unfortunately. But
yeah, you had other pressing matters, though.
Was it a good trip?
What's up?
Was it a decent trip?
It was a beautiful trip. It was definitely well-deserved. Saw some family that I haven't seen in a long time, like people from Missouri, so it was nice.
Missouri. Wow. So the first movie we saw was ISS.
Not ISIS. ISS.
No, ISS, so the International Space Station. What did you two think of it?
I enjoyed the premise, but okay. I didn't enjoy the pacing, and I didn't enjoy the arc of it all, I guess. It was good. I got, like, I wouldn't see it again.
Okay.
Is it just like a 4v4 search and destroy match or what? Where like you die and you're out?
That would have been better. Yeah. No, it was just like as soon as. I like
how it was. But it was realistic because they're scientists. They're not soldiers and stuff. And they don't have guns. They don't have. I mean, what was their weapons? One of them had. I mean, he had his torch. They had a torch.
A wrench, a screwdriver.
A drill. So.
A mechanical arm.
Oh, that's pretty lit.
I think the only I was telling John too. I was just like the only part that got annoying was that every time they showed outside the space station, like the world was just on fire, and I was like, that's not nuclear war. That's just eradication. Like
I guess
nuclear war would be eradication if they not launched that many nukes.
But
yeah.
So I haven't seen the movie yet, but I would just assume if the world's on fire, why fight in the space station if there's no longer countries?
That was kind of
the point.
Part of it.
Yeah.
Like only really there's two people that are at the cause of everything. One Russian, one American. All right. So they got to keep it even.
Can't just be the Russians being bad guys.
Yeah.
The American captain was like, no, I trust her, which means I trust their whole team, right? Because they both got the same orders. And they knew. When he discussed it with his team, it was like, hey, we got orders to take control, but I don't think we're scientists, you know? We're not soldiers.
We're more rational, yeah.
Yeah, but one of the Russian guys, like, kind of lied to them with his team, and then same with like the other American dude lied to one of them.
They're probably just like, they're stealing all our food.
It didn't even get that far because this all happened within like a 24-hour period. Yeah. So
in order to set the tone of like this has to be rushed, the space station was falling slowly to Earth.
Oh, so there's like a contingency thing a part of it. Okay.
Yeah, so it made everything get rushed because, you know, in all reality, if that happens, you would figure they'd be like, hey, we're all supposed to be same team. This is for science. This isn't about country. And they talk about that stuff, right? They're
there's
like,
no borders.
We're above everyone else, like literally, and then also figuratively how it should be. We're here for science. And as soon as you get those orders, it'd have been like, well, no. And then they should have been like, hey, did you guys get these orders? Because this is what we got. And then they could have just come together and been like, well, we're not going to do anything. And then there would have been no problem. But then, of course, they didn't. And there were some interesting things that happened into it. The end of it, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm pretty sure they're fucked at the end. But, yeah.
They got the cure.
Did you just leap on a cliffhanger and pause? What? A cure?
Mm-hmm.
It's a disease.
They're working on spoilers, I guess.
We just spoiled the whole thing.
Radiation cure, like to cure radiation disease and stuff like that. So, since the whole world just got nuked, the whole point why it was an issue for the countries wanting to take it over so that they could have that cure. But when they're going back down, they don't know. They don't have any direction. They went in the little shuttle, shot back down, is the Russian rocket.
Where do you want to go?
No, it says what do you think's down there or something like that, or where are we going?
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know because it's just like because the Russians are going to be mad that he didn't follow orders, and then the Americans even said like on the radio they're like we're happy to help any American who's in this shuttle.
But and on the vice side of that, he doesn't want her to get killed. She doesn't want him.
Yeah.
So it'll probably be like they're probably like, hey, we're gonna still work together.
It's time to go to Canada.
Possibly. Canada was on fire. Dude, the whole world was just
saying. Like the fire every flame. Time they showed the Earth, it was on fire.
Then how was America contacting them?
That's what like the end was just like, okay, let's wrap it up. It's an hour and a half movie, we gotta finish. Okay, back in contact. The war's over or whatever the heck happened within 24 hours and
you gotta imagine that.
I don't think it was over. I don't think it was over. I think it was just that.
I played Fallout.
Like, they just decided just to leave at that point. Yeah.
Yeah, and every time they would pan over to Earth, though, it was just everywhere that was a continent was just red with fire.
Literal fire.
I just think she was really dumb. I think I saw a volcano.
He saw a bright.
Well, kind of the only thing, if you saw a big bang like that, I would assume you wouldn't be like, oh, nuclear bomb. Or maybe you just won't hope that that's what it is. So the only big natural thing that could happen would probably be a volcano that you could see from space.
But to be big enough to see from space,
yeah, that's already pretty big.
That's already a problem.
Could be a giant volcano.
Yeah. Like some Mount Vesuvius type stuff.
Mega volcano.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see a few volcanoes going up, and no.
No, no, no. How
that works. Yeah. So, anyways, I give it a six.
Yeah, I was gonna give it a six.
Six. So. Okay. Yeah.
I think it was interesting to watch, and if you have time. Oh yeah.
Twice.
No, I think once.
Nah, just once.
You think twice?
I think twice.
I think once.
I like how that's the metric.
It's not. It wasn't long enough. It wasn't long enough to get up.
It was a 2-hour movie. Twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You would have gotten up after about an hour, and then like, you would have come back down, and the movie would have been almost done. So
yeah,
Success. So if you want to see it, I mean, it's interesting. It's a lot of anxiety in it and stuff.
Put it this way: if you have the pass, go see it. Don't pay.
Or go to a what is it, like on Tuesdays or the matinee, like, matinee showing. Yeah,
$5 Tuesdays.
I pay $5 to see that. Yeah. But our second movie. What a fun movie.
Yeah, I saw you guys place an order for it, and I was like, damn.
Bro. Damn. We saw Mean Girls, and Tina Fey, great job on adapting it. I think it was great. I had a lot of fun. I was dozing off a little bit in the beginning, but very, very good movie.
We're 2 for 2 on musicals with you.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Let's keep it going.
The references they make, I can see that this is for a younger generation. Some of the dances they were doing and some of the callbacks, but the callbacks from the old movie were kind of cool too.
They do the floss.
Yes.
Damn it.
So yeah, what'd you guys think of Mean Girls?
I give it a solid 8. Solid 8.
Solid 8. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, you right.
Like there are some parts where it's just like, yeah, like it led with, I feel like, too much, like, singing in the beginning to, like, give the full backstory, I guess.
Yeah, but they led up a little bit on it, as you can feel, and I was like, okay, this is good. Appropriate amount.
Yeah, yeah. And then, it was good pacing, good to, like, callbacks from the movie to the actual Broadway show. It was back and forth, and then seeing, and then some of the story changes, like, how Tina Fey's character is married to...
That was so nice! So you remember the principal?
Yeah.
Tina Fey, like, how he liked her in the original movie? They're married in this one.
No way.
Yeah. And they just kind of, like, it's a one-sentence thing, and they never touch on it again, so you just kind of get, like, that little satisfaction. You're like, oh, yeah. That's
I'm
great.
I'm glad they spiced the movie up, because I feel like it would have been boring if it was just a carbon copy, you know?
Yeah.
Well, because they had two things to work with, the old movie and the Broadway show.
Just so smashed together.
Yeah.
I do like that it was also, newer and more accepting for, there's a lot of people of color, there's gay people, straight people, you know, whatever. Everyone looks, even, like, Regina George isn't, she's plastic, right? But I think she's more a realistic character than how she was in the first movie, with just her physical looks and stuff and how she is and stuff. But I think I think they did a good job. Good job bringing it into modern movie from when was the first one out?
2002.
Oh my goodness.
Whenever the Full Metal Alchemist meme came out too.
You know what? That movie, this new movie was Fetch.
Ah, he said it.
And they made it. They made it happen.
Did a good job. Still, wouldn't have gotten up.
No, I love musicals, so I probably wouldn't have gotten up.
You would have gotten up at all.
I'll probably see it like tomorrow or the next day.
You should see it and tell us what you think about it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Dan, you give it an 8.
I give it an 8.
Ryan,
probably a solid 7 to 8.
All right, I give it an 8 too. Ding 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 ding. 8 8 8.
I mean, to compare to Wonka, it's hard.
Yeah, dude, Wonka was inspiring. You know, Wonka's. I liked Wonka a lot. So, what do we have? Oh well, I guess we don't have to be able to talk about that. But anyways, anime. You're watching. What were you watching right now?
Oh, Solo Leveling.
What is that about?
Banger. It's just a world where, like, you know, it's a reverse isekai. Everything's coming to our world versus.
Oh really?
Going to that's that kinda world. Cool. Yeah. Kid is like the worst. So everybody who's like a hunter gets like magic or like mana, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're all ranked in a certain level, and so from E to S, and you can't change that. Whatever you got, that's what you got.
Okay.
So if you're E, you're S, you're permanently stuck there. So this kid's like the lowest of E. He's the worst one.
Hard stuck bronze.
Hard stuck bronze, And he goes into a dungeon, gets murked, but is figuring it, and there's like a secret dungeon that he goes into with everybody and only survivor, and he turns out to be a player, or he gets asked if he completed a secret quest, and so it's like, now you get to be a player, And so now it's like he can level up.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Oh, so cool. Solo leveling.
Okay.
Solo leveling.
It's a pretty cool premise. Like, and plus it takes off heavily after our first couple episodes.
Three episodes in, I am hooked.
The first episode, it just like drags you right in there.
Yeah. That's no, you're saying when you guys leave, I should turn it on and watch it.
Definitely.
You're going to... Okay, who's going to... He's not going to watch it today, but if he does, it'll be like one or two episodes.
Yeah, well, that's fine, because the second episode is the most, like, brutal.
He's not going to catch up ever again.
I think this will be the one that hooks him.
Yeah.
We said about everything.
Yeah, but he likes kind of the dungeon-esque theme. Has he finished? Isn't he caught up in Slime?
Slime would be the only one.
Yeah, I watched all of Slime that was out.
Demon Slayer.
No.
He didn't watch the new season.
Attack on Titan?
He never watched that.
Finish it.
I've only watched the first season.
Whoa.
Overlord? I don't even know.
No.
Nope.
I'm lagging on that.
I watched the first season of Overlord.
Jujitsu?
I don't think I started that one.
I am caught up on Jujitsu for what's on, whatever's on Crunchy and stuff. Whatever's on Crunchy, I can't watch.
Was the Jackpot guy? Because I love that guy. I thought, somebody was saying like he has an intro song during his thing.
He killed a little fire dude. He went back in, Sukuna went back into the body of Yuji.
Almost said the spoiler.
Yeah, I was like,
what happened? I'm trying to remember what happened after that.
Have they introduced a fun box?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No. Yeah, he might have.
Is Gojo still around?
No, he got sucked up in the.
Okay.
He's stuck in the ground, and at the end. Okay. Yeah.
That was the whole thing. Yeah.
There's no new on a Crunchyroll. There's no new episodes. So.
Are you caught up on the manga?
Mm-hmm.
Did they actually introduce that new rule? Was there a new rule?
I think we're past that at this point.
New rules? No.
I saw a spoiler online for a panel.
Yeah.
And it was like about a new rule that has to do with.
I guess technically the game.
Megumi Bloodline.
Oh, I haven't read anything about. I haven't read today's chapters or anything came out. Either. But the game I guess still is technically going on. But it's just Sukuna versus anybody else who's around.
They're dragging this shit out so long.
I have the spoiler, so I know what happens.
To which part?
Try to challenge Sukuna.
Which Gojo. Part?
It is literally the only time.
Well, everybody knows. Because well, everybody kind of knows
it's
now.
Been the strongest
and Sukuna
versus the strongest.
That where he is.
Pastime
at the end.
Really
end.
Stupid.
Yeah.
What do you mean the end? End.
And then the poor judge, bro.
Bro, Judge Man.
Yeah.
Judge Man.
My hero. Ugh. I love him so much. The comedian, my hero, bro.
Dude, he was the best. The
comedian? He literally was the most powerful.
The one, bro. Always been on Hikari, bro.
Hikari. All right, what are you talking about?
Well, that's like spoiler, but I don't want to talk about
it. Yeah, but what do you mean the end end?
Well,
nobody knows the end end. It hasn't been written yet.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I don't want to say it because if someone's listening to watches
already
it.
Usher already spoiled it, bro.
You talking about the rapper?
Yes.
How does he know?
Usher's not a
rapper. Did he usher it or what?
He spoiled it on
He
Instagram.
Ushered it in, yeah.
Usher's not a rapper. I want to pause there.
Wait, what is he then?
He's a pop singer.
He's an R&B
singer.
R&B. Oh, sorry.
No, that racist.
I'm trying to think of... Well, I don't know his songs that well. I'm trying to think if he actually raps in any of them.
No.
What happened? Oh, yeah, okay. That's old news, though. That happened like a month ago.
That's like the only spoiler people care about.
Okay.
With the Gojo part?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weeks ago.
Yeah, but
that's what he's talking about.
Is that what you're... No, then you said something about Sukuna.
Yeah, after that.
What about after that?
He gets another...
Look?
Finger. And a look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're all there, my guy.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He's in, spoilers, Megumin's body.
Yeah, but then what happens after that?
Where he, like, morphs again?
That panel was hard.
He was like, Yuji, you soft fucking dumbass. Shoves the finger in fucking Megumin's face.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, like, whatever the sword that he gets, the
executioner sword.
That's
his power.
Yeah.
Judge Man.
Judge Man was like trying to lock. Well, he didn't even fully lock his power. He just locked the extra power.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm down to watch it whenever it comes out. But
be Yuji's fucking domain expansion, just a boxing match, bro.
Bro, I would care. I'd be okay with that. Yeah. Domain expansion.
Those people beat your ass. In the room. They watch you from the big screens, bro. It's like a cage match at that point.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Was fighting. They're all just watching on the screen. Like, I can go help.
I'm next.
I don't want to go help. I don't want to go help.
No, you can't. And he's like, damn, I'm really useless. But not as useless as someone using a heavenly power to sacrifice your own power to try to land one hit and not be able to land a hit. We all know who we're talking about.
You know who you are. Much,
but I know you. We know who you are. That would,
she did her best.
Honestly, that would be hilarious. Just like domain expansion, beat your ass.
Catch his hands. You guys watching anything else? Or reading anything else?
I'm reading. I forgot what the name of it was, but it's a manga where there's like seven swords, and the guy has to find all of them. Dude has like a katana and he summons goldfish that just absolutely murks people. Dude, it's a pretty. Hold on.
Did you say goldfish?
Yes, are they like piranha goldfish?
No,
like,
hold on.
Like the snack?
Did you ever watch.
Yes, little crackers.
The snack that smiles back?
Did you ever watch Cure Moon Empire, Sterling?
No, I didn't.
You gotta give one episode a chance.
It's called Kagurabachi, this one.
No. So the only ones I'm reading on Shonen Jump right now is that plant one where like the. I kind of gave up on it because it was going the same route as. What's it called? Kaiju number 8.
I need to read that.
Same.
That one's good. And they finally picked it back up because it stopped for a while. But the one, there's like a plant, I think Last of Us, where like a plant fucking takes over your host body and kills people.
No way. What's it called?
I'm pulling my phone.
So that's actually pretty interesting.
So it's Kaiju number 8. I need to still read Undead Unluck.
Bro, just watch it at this point.
I want to go past that. I want to be as good as Sterling.
Wild strawberry.
Yeah. That sounds so innocent. You're telling me there's like
it was good. It's only 14 chapters. It's brand new.
Okay.
It just started not so long ago.
I don't know if I want to read it. I'm just watching it now. It's Mashal.
Yeah. Dude, that was so good.
Funny. Reading it is just as good, bro.
The second season's intro song, banger. Nah, y'all need to listen to that. It's a banger.
Was like death metal or
no? I can't even explain it. It's like trying to explain a rainbow to a blind person. You have to just listen to it.
All right. Wow. Sorry to all the blind people out there. Yeah. Okay. You guys watched any TV shows? I finished Monarch, so I can't talk about that anymore. Even though if you haven't watched it, watch it.
I'm on season 6 of Clone Wars right now.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I'm deep, and I love it.
Yeah.
Deep.
Not
much TV right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, everyone finds shows that are old. Well,
I guess there's Percy Jackson. I stopped at episode 2.
Really? Why'd you stop?
I just didn't turn it back on.
Oh, I'm caught up.
Did anyone watch Echo?
No.
Not yet.
But I heard it was good. And then Monarch was the only other thing that finished, right? Recently?
It's so good.
Yeah.
Should give Percy Jackson another shot. It's actually pretty good.
It's not that I didn't enjoy it. I just didn't turn it back. No, okay. I go home, I go to bed.
That's fair.
As I look around, the wallpaper on my phone, Godzilla Minus One is coming back to theaters in black and white.
Oh, I'd be down.
So
to
we
see
need
it.
To go see that. Mm-hmm. You said you didn't see anything on it, though?
I didn't. You gotta look. Godzilla Minus One.
It's probably super limited right now.
You know what? I actually just watched like 2 weeks ago. I just watched Shin Godzilla for the first time.
Bro.
And that movie was amazing. It was terrifying. It's
terrifying, right?
Dude, yeah. The first like metamorphosis that he's in is utterly terrifying.
No, so I watched the video. I don't know if John might have sent it to me or I sent it to you, but there wasn't even all of his forms. He had like two or three.
There were originally
more.
Plans for he becomes a universe busting monstrosity, basically.
Yeah.
Just God, omnipotent God.
Just
God. I gotta find out what this is coming. Minus One and Black White. I'm down to see that again in a heartbeat. I love that movie. It's winning. It won a bunch of awards overseas. I see it on my feed and stuff all the time. So kudos to that movie. I did hear that the production was kind of a nightmare a little bit. But yeah, I'm happy that it's winning like everything that it's in.
I mean,
and stuff.
This is a show that Godzilla could be in any form of media. And like, it could be an action star. It could be a drama star. He can be like encouraging. He can be a great villain.
What about comedy?
It did.
Bro. Have you seen old Godzilla? He's like jumping up and he freaking.
Where he like kick stops him in the air?
Yeah. Yeah. Some, Okay, so it looks like the 26th is when it comes out in AMC theaters.
26th of...
This month.
Oh, really?
A couple days.
Yeah.
Well, you guys will be in the Big Bear.
Since it aired in America, I wonder if it'll get any nominations at the Oscars.
I hope so.
It deserves it.
Well, didn't it air too late? It would have to be part of this year's...
Yeah, so it's going to be the next Oscars.
Depends, because it technically released in Japan first, didn't it?
They don't, I don't think they care about that, though.
They might make that exception.
I think Parasite was the same.
Yeah, but it... Oh, is that Parasite it aired...
some time ago,
but then it didn't actually do so well. I mean, 2025 Oscars maybe, but it's fine. Everything we're watching now is going to be for next year.
You guys keep talking. I'm buying our tickets for Friday at 7.
wait,
let me see what time
this Friday?
Yeah. This
Friday.
Oh no,
bro. he's just going for it.
It has to be the week after.
Is it already like pretty filled too?
That one is. There's literally only like one showing a time.
Yeah, I bet.
Per theater.
Yeah, dude, I work Friday.
You work Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were getting off.
No, you got it off.
If there's anything the following
Tuesday?
Week, I'd be down. What time? 7 is.
Also it's only at 7. That's the one time every theater.
Tuesday the 23rd?
No, the 30th.
The 30th.
30th. Well, I'm off at 6.
It's at 7.
Yeah, cool. Down. Run it. Now everyone Brian's knows down. Our work schedules.
I'll have it off. But
yeah, I have it off too. It's happening. Let me just, all of us will just book it because it's open right now.
Yeah, just do that.
Black and white. I'm glad everyone can hear us buying movie tickets.
Yeah, I know.
Please hold.
The struggle to just get these movies in.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm excited to watch this. Okay. Anyways, talk for a minute while I do all this.
So, did you guys play Power Room?
Not yet, but I heard it's good.
Is it actually?
I've been enjoying the fuck. I've been playing for the past 2 days straight.
Bro, it's just like I've heard mixed things.
Pokemon with guns. Like, I just want to make that clear.
Yeah, you can capture people.
No, I heard, and you can sell people. Yeah, I saw that video. whoa. Pause.
Game of the year.
Did you ever play Valheim?
Yes.
Did you ever play Lost Ark?
Yes.
Think of that.
Okay.
With Pokemon Arceus, like, uh-huh. That catching mechanic,
right? Where you have to go beat the hell out of them.
Yeah. And then you add some silly little shit, like you can have a little squirrel on your shoulder shooting a pistol.
Nice.
With like there's raid bosses and stuff. Like it's fun.
But is it? He was telling me, is it more fun with people or is it just? 100%. Yeah.
I will say this: Game Pass does not work to play with other people.
Yeah, I heard the Xbox servers are kind of finicky with the game.
It just doesn't work. I had to buy it on Steam.
Because it's some preview still, so...
How much is it?
It's not fully out?
Okay.
Oh.
It's still the preview version of the game. It's like $26 or something.
Xbox, you can't make a dedicated server or do any of that.
All right, we officially have our tickets.
Nice.
For 7 o'clock on the 30th. I was actually wanting to talk about Power a little bit. So, I played it. I got the Firefox. I don't know what the name is. It was pretty fun. I definitely think it's not my kind of game so much because I'm not into the survival games, like build your base and all that kind of stuff thing, but it was pretty fun.
Do they level up, evolve? Like, do they change?
It's Pokemon, but yeah.
Yeah.
And bigger it's cool because when you just throw them out, they go ham on their own. So you just go punch one thing and it'll just kill everything around, which is good and bad, I guess.
And you can have them work on
their forts slaves. Or whatever.
Is it like
slaves? What's with you and slaves, man?
Is it permadeath once your Pokemon die or Power World guy dies? He just dies.
You put them in your box and they'll.
Okay.
And then when you die, you just respawn at a spawn point. You lose all your items. Yeah, you just go run and pick them up.
Like Lost Ark, because you can get raided.
Yep.
By other like Pokemon, self bombers and stuff. Like it's crazy.
Wild.
Say self bombers.
Yeah. Like you can have guild and stuff. So my server right now we have about 12 people in it, and we're probably gonna break the. Two different guilds.
That's cool. Yeah. So it would if you guys want to play it, I'd be down to play with you.
Yeah, I'll give it a chance.
Yeah, I did have fun, but it's for me. If I'm gonna play it, I'd have to play it with friends.
Right.
I played it by myself, and I was like, it's fine.
Alone, could just to see what it's like. Like, load it up on Game Pass real quick. Just keep this in mind. In Game Pass, there's no way to quit the game. You have to Alt F4.
Shut up.
No way.
Oh, because it's still in preview, so
no,
they don't have
Steam, you can quit a game. Steam has all the options to do everything.
Right, but I played in Game Pass. Like, Every game has
a way out. It might just be this particular game. Like, it's going to update and stuff like that, but since it's a different client, they might just be...
It's like Sword Art, bro.
You're just in it. You're stuck.
My friend bothered me on Steam because he wanted me to play, and I was like, oh, yeah, let me quit on here. And I was like, there's no quit button.
How do I get out?
He's like, you just hit options. I hit options. Like, no, bro. There's no return to title. There's nothing.
Just unplug your PC.
Break it.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this and interested in playing this Power World game, maybe play with us. If we can get a bunch of people on a server, it'd be fun. You make your character. The character models, they don't look amazing, but they don't look bad. Mm-hmm. They look fine. The game world is kind of cool. Imagine playing Breath of the Wild, but you catch Pokemon too, and then you can raid, you can blow up whatever you want. But did I punch a mammoth at the beginning, and then it trampled me and I died?
That's the dream.
Why would you punch a mammoth? I feel like you did that to yourself.
Yeah, I was just like, extinct. Well, I tried to see if I could kind of glitch it where he was stuck somewhere. Then he was stuck for a minute, and I just sat there punching him, and then he turned around. And he pretty much, his like miniature tail just like smacked me, and I died. So, but it was cool. I'm interested to see. I've seen some of the comparisons I heard on Twitter that like Pokemon fans are like raging on this game because they're mad that things are blatantly taken from like Pokemon and stuff, but. It is what it is.
It's a mechanic. Yeah. At that point, it's just a mechanic. It's not.
No. The actual Pokemon, like themselves. So like they took like Score Bunny and just took its ears off and they made them like cat ears. And they're like, okay, different name. And they made it green instead of red or something like that. Yeah. And, like, they're very obviously heavily inspired by the Pokemon games. Right. But the game still, it was fun. With friends,
it's not
more
a
fun.
Meme game.
Mm.
It's an actual game.
It's an
actual
game. Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
Is it?
Are you guys playing anything else right now?
I'm going to turn on my computer in a couple days now.
Wow.
I just, like I say, I've been going home and going to bed. It's been rough.
We've been going out a lot.
Yeah.
Doing all the things.
We've been doing stuff.
Working, going out. Yeah. What's life?
We're going to do stuff this next weekend.
This weekend, Big Bear, bro. This weekend coming up. Yeah, we're going to be in Big Bear. And,
so you're coming up Sunday?
I'm going to try my best. I'm off at 6 Sunday.
I thought you didn't work Sunday.
No, I do.
Wait, since when?
Call out.
Since I have this whole... I'm off till Friday right now.
This week? Really?
Yeah.
Call out.
Just
I could. I have 10 hours left.
Just switch with something.
Boom. He can call out.
Okay.
Problem solved. You know what? No. You call out and you drive up Saturday night.
Yeah.
You looked at me because you thought, damn, that's a good idea. That's what you keep.
I hope no one listens to this podcast. That was the game.
And then I think, Sky's already coming. Who else was like coming one day? Or that was
I thought it was Sky that was only coming one day. Or is she going the whole time now?
She's up the whole time.
Oh, sick.
There's someone else that wanted to come
Let me see what I can
bring
do.
Bring Brian with you.
Let me see what I can do.
Yeah. It'll be fun. So we are going to be going snow, or some of us are going to be snowboarding. Other of us are going to just be drunk on a snowy mountain.
I'll be on that side.
We bought some,
yes, sir.
We bought some sleds that look like big turtle shells.
Yeah.
I bought a nice comfy jacket. I can't wait to wear it.
Who's going to eat shit first?
My money's on Dan. Yeah.
We're going to have Dana go first anyway.
Just because I'm going to want to do something dumb. I'm gonna make jumps.
Yeah, he's gonna be like, look at that rock. I bet I can jump off of it with this.
Parkour.
Nope. I've been ice blocking.
It's hard.
I feel like ice blocking is harder than sledding.
Well, look, it depends on how the snow is. If it's all ice, we're fucked. If it snows, we're good.
No, I literally already see John spinning in circles.
Well, yeah. He's gonna be like, no, into a tree.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, you do it. Sledding is you go until you crash, and then you're done sledding, and then you start drinking.
So we'll be done in the first 5 minutes, and then we're gonna start drinking
till you're drunk enough to be like, "I'm gonna go again," and it's just a repeating cycle.
Yeah.
Don't forget the snow chains.
That's not gonna be that bad.
That's why I said last time, and I got stuck.
Mm.
And then they charge you $90 for snow chains.
Ooh,
Jesus!
Do you have snow chains?
No. Oh. I live in California. Why would I have snow chains?
$10, bro.
Where are they $10 at?
I don't know. They're cheap, though.
They're
$9.
Yo, yeah.
You tell me where they are for $10, and I'll go get them.
True.
Fine.
Sterling, we expect you to be up there with us, and I'm excited now to have you stay tonight.
I'm going to try my best, John.
You're coming. We have like 2 cabins now, I think.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Because we had enough people that we couldn't fit them all
a mile apart.
Yeah, we couldn't fit them all in one, so then half the people are staying in one because it's the way renting and all that stuff worked. Yeah, other than that, so we have some future movies.
Beekeeper.
Oh my god.
Did you see that TikTok? I think I sent it that to you. First, oh, did you?
To you. And then you said,
I think I said, yeah, I did send it to the group chat.
He's like saying the joke louder than him taking the credit.
I guarantee you he's going to contact me and be like, this is the beekeeper. Go for it, Hive. And the main place is going to be called the Hive.
Yeah. I'm the baker. I'm the plumber.
That would be funny. Like, just how many mundane, or not mundane, how many blue collar jobs can we give this guy that he's going to be the same thing?
We were getting the food. I saw it was in Dolby. And I was like, John.
And then once he goes rogue in the movie, they're like, we have to call him pest control.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's it right there. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Really?
Fucking terrible.
Would you rather be in a movie with Jason Statham? And this is real though. So one of his movies.
Okay.
And you are his sidekick. Or Vin Diesel in one of his movies as his sidekick.
I don't care about family.
I'd probably go with Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
The only reason I would probably also agree with that is because The Witch Hunter was really good.
You don't get a pick. You're just going to get randomly thrown in.
I'm just saying.
Vin Diesel is not fun to work with.
But we're talking about like in the movie, not shooting the movie.
Yeah,
like,
no, I'm in the universe.
No, you're in that universe. Yeah. Like that. So let's say he's Groot. Like you'll hear his voice. His name isn't Vin Diesel and he's Groot, right? But you're then sold. Groot's sidekick.
Sold.
You don't get to pick. You sold. Might be in Fast and Furious.
Sold. You know? I don't care, man. Sold.
I just feel like Vin Diesel would help me out if I'm about to die.
What's that fucking movie called? Fuck, I can't think of it.
What's the plot?
Am I going to be in Riddick?
Riddick.
Am I going to be in Riddick?
I literally want to say Pitch Black or whatever it's called. The original the one that he one. Came in. Yeah.
Yeah, Pitch Black. That's what it's called.
That movie was so cool. Yeah, and then Riddick. Yeah, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You'll be in Fast and Furious, but like the last ones, not the first ones.
Aww.
You'll be in space.
Listen, as long as I get a skyline, I'll be fine.
I had a, what is it called? Bang, Marry, Kill. So you can think about this. It was Jason Statham, Vin Diesel, The Rock. So think about it.
Marry the Rock.
Yeah, Marry the Rock.
Well, let's go through each of you. Daniel?
Okay. Marry the Rock, kill.
And give me reasons. I want to hear why.
Marry the Rock because, man, like a nice dude. He's got the money. He's just a good guy. It just seems like he would just have fun. Like, okay. He just gets to have a fun life.
What was
right?
the Tooth Fairy movie?
Yeah, like he's just a good guy. I would probably fuck Jason Statham just because I feel like that would just be no matter what, I feel like I'm still gonna have a good time. and then I'm killing Vin Diesel.
okay, Sterling?
I would probably, same thing, I'd marry The Rock. It just seems like a fucking great time.
Okay.
All in all. I would probably, I'd probably fuck Vin Diesel.
Okay.
And kill Jason Statham. Nah. I don't know, Jason Statham just doesn't seem like a vibe.
he's got the accent, man, yeah, I'm just saying, bro.
He doesn't seem like a vibe.
Brian.
No, there's no pass, pick.
Same.
Oh, God. I would marry The Rock because I like all of his movies. They're all dumb. I like them all. They're all fun. He seems like, fun person to be around.
He'll be my rock.
He'll be rocking you all night.
He doesn't say I have to fuck The Rock. I just marry him.
If you marry, you have
No, that's not the rule. Those weren't the rules.
Okay, you're still going to, though.
Well, he'd probably be good at it. Pick me up. See, it's hard after that.
Between the other two, buy Vin Diesel, I guess. Sure. Statham, come for that booty. All right, cool. I was just wondering. I was like, we're gonna do these from time to time, and I'm just come up with three people that are similar enough.
Mm.
That you have to pick from.
Mm-hmm.
They're all bald.
All bald.
I wonder if, do you think that like The Rock shaves his head because it doesn't grow all the way in, or is it just doesn't grow? Because Statham does have, he has like the bald top, but his hair does grow around the sides.
I think he shaves it.
And then what about Diesel as well?
To get
well?
That clean look. And then probably the same with Vin Diesel.
Yeah, because not only do they grow. Yeah.
Yeah, but they shave it.
Because not only is it shaved, it's like polished.
Yeah.
So they definitely do work on it.
Yeah.
I mean, like a lot of like the wrestlers, right? They shave it because of like the oil and shit that's put on. Mm.
Who would you rather wrestle against, Vin Diesel or Jason Statham?
Jason Statham.
Neither. I don't want to wrestle either. Yeah.
Yeah, but The Rock was, he was in.
Jason, have you seen Jason Statham move?
Yeah, but
you're
Rock,
fucked.
The Rock was in WWE, was he not?
Yeah.
Yeah, like he already has the experience.
I told you to pick between Vin Diesel and Jason Statham because I figured The Rock would be the worst to wrestle anyways. He knows what he's doing.
No, probably Vin Diesel because at least then it's like, he doesn't, all his shit is like Hollywood. He didn't actually break a parking garage, like, or a structure, right, with his foot.
Okay. You can have $1,000,000,000 or whatever.
But yeah, but
you gotta survive 10 rounds with Mike Tyson, bro.
Can I run around the ring?
How long are the rounds?
Standard fucking boxing rounds.
I think they're 2 minutes each.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, I would do it if I'd be knocked out fucking round one.
Yeah.
And if I gotta do that just 10 times for fucking $1,000,000, I'm down.
I'm in.
Okay, but how long? Okay, how about the same rules, but how long just could you last? So if you get knocked out, that's when it ends. But each round, let's say it's $10 million. So 10 rounds?
But
it's a million.
The schematics, John.
$1,000,000 a round.
Listen, you brought up the would you rathers last night, and you, I wanted rules.
We were playing was like Resident Sleeper, all right? The first one was fun.
First one was fun.
Hey, would you rather get thrown into Resident Evil or Silent Hill?
Resident Evil.
Games, not movies.
Yeah, Resident Evil.
Resident Evil. Resident Evil.
Who is
Resident Evil?
Yeah, bro. Silent Hill, you don't stand a chance.
Bro, you hate jump scares in general. You're fucked either way.
But the chances of me getting into Silent Hill are high.
But you are.
You're there.
Yeah, the chances of me getting infected with the fucking virus in Resident Evil.
I don't know, man. Leon survived this whole time, right?
Yeah, but Leon's a really stupid bimbo cop.
Mm.
Wait, where am I in Resident Evil?
No, in the game he's not.
He's a really stupid bimbo.
Am I in the mansion or am I in Raccoon City?
You're gonna be in Raccoon City, and then you're gonna have to figure it out from there.
Well, at least I can
with
see
all the with all the knowledge you have now.
Okay, I could do it. Mm-hmm. I could do it. Yeah, I'll do the puzzles. I'll say the lame jokes like Leon.
Well, that'd be scary as fuck if you knew what was coming for you the whole time too.
Well, what about Silent Hill? Where would I start?
Yes,
in the school.
So there's a chance.
Yeah, but you obviously have to go towards the nurses, which, good luck.
His face. Hey,
fuck.
Wait, he's gonna be like, I'm scared, but I'm also turned on. What do I do right now?
I'll do Raccoon City just like it turns into zombie, just have it be over with quickly.
There you go.
But you're immune.
Give me some more what ifs.
What if you were like a Wesker, though, and you got the virus and you had to like at least hold on to it for a while and became super powerful?
Did you guys see Star Wars is making a what if? Yeah, if Obi-Wan died instead of Qui-Gon.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen those like, oh, really? But they're actually doing one. Bro, Anakin's just going to be the most uber powerful of uberness. Because Qui-Gon will set him right.
Yeah, because also Qui-Gon didn't always follow the Jedi rules, right? He was like, no.
He would bend the rules.
You should be able to listen and respond properly to your emotions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Obi-Wan didn't know how to teach that.
No.
He was a very reasonable person.
Well, he got thrown into... He basically got thrown an orphan.
No, yeah, but he was also just, in general, a calm, level-headed person. He would thought things through.
Well, Qui-Gon, when he died, he was like, you have to teach the boy. Nobody else. Do not pass him on.
Because if he did, he would have been fucked. Yeah. He would have been worse.
But Qui-Gon was very, like, against...
Mace Windu, bro?
Yeah, Mace Windu would have beat the hell out of him.
No, all the rest of the Jedi Council, Obi-Wan kept secrets from the Council for Anakin's sake.
Oh, 100%.
No other Council member would have done that.
I mean, I'm on the Council. I would have done it.
Yeah, but it'll be a canon what if.
That's pretty cool. When is that supposed to come out?
I don't know. I think it just started.
Oh, yeah. That'd be freaking sweet. Did I already ask you, would you rather live in The new era or the old Jedi era?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I watched a it was a TikTok showing the most powerful non-canon Star Wars character, and it was Starkiller, right? From Force Unleashed game. Yeah. And he's like, I'm the most powerful, and then like out from like the side, Revan is walking up, and he starts talking some shit, and they just start fighting, and it was pretty cool.
I think a close second would probably be I don't know if Nihil popped up, but
doesn't Starkiller stop two Star Destroyers?
He pulls one down, yeah, hand. Yeah, like...
yeah,
yeah.
Did you watch the I think it was the season finale of Death Battles?
Who was it this time?
It's Galactus and Omicron.
No.
Okay. I gotta watch that then. All right. I know who won, but who do you think would win in that?
I guess.
Because I got a backstory of Galactus I didn't know. Like, there's so much I did not know about
him. I would only guess Galactus because I know more about him than I do Omicron.
He's from Transformers, right? He's that giant robot planet.
He's, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he is the planet.
Yeah. He is the planet.
Imagine like the Death Star, but he can transform into a dude.
Yeah, I'm going with Galactus.
Into Galactus, a dude. Yeah. I'd go with. I have to stick with Omicron.
Omicron.
Yeah.
We'll watch it.
We'll watch it after this podcast and see who wins. Ooh, Daniel already knows. Any bets?
No.
No, the way he's telling it sounds like I lost.
No bets.
No, it was crazy because. Death Battle, that's why I really enjoy them. They go so deep into the backstories of all the characters. You're just like, I didn't know that was part of that and all that. Like,
I also like that they try to quantify with numbers. Like
TNT
what
numbers.
Would, yeah, like what would... Because obviously nothing makes sense, right? These things don't...
Because you have to put like strength in that universe versus strength in this universe. They don't correlate, yeah.
All right, well, we'll watch that after we're done. Last thing to touch on... We've all been playing Pokemon Go a lot recently, so on our Instagram, send us your friend code. At least Daniel and I have been playing a lot. We need more friends to add for raids and stuff to get invited things. Sterling, if you're going to play with us. We're doing almost every day.
I have it downloaded. I just don't play it.
Well, start playing again.
I need more experience so I can turn more places into Pokestops.
Yeah, same.
You're just terraforming the world?
Yes. Well, no, because our at Market Center, they put one of the planters as a Pokestop. And we have like 9 of them. So I'm like, I want to add more.
If one of us gets to level 40
38.
Or something, then you can make it a gym. And if we can have a gym 40, at micro, that'd be sick.
It would be war. Yeah. It'd be all out war.
But I just want it there because then we could possibly get raids there. That's all I really care about. I don't care about the gym factor of it. But yeah.
Management's getting to be like, well, there's so many people here.
You kind of care about the gym factor.
No, I don't. I don't know how much I would even participate in it. All right. Anyways, this has been... a pleasant evening with you all. Daniel, you got anything going on?
Nope.
Sterling?
Nah, I'm just playing Metroid Fusion. Other than that, that's it.
Mr. Panda?
Just Power World.
Yeah, we're all going to play Power World also. So drop your... Well, there's not a... You have to get the world thing for it. But if you're playing it, leave a comment on our Instagram or something. Just say you're playing it. Maybe we'll play with you. If you ask nicely.
Ooh.
Yeah. Other than that, we're going to go play in the snow. It's going to be fun. We're gonna probably hurt ourselves, so if we come back next week and someone's injured, you know why. And Sterling is gonna watch Mean Girls tomorrow,
possibly, or Tuesday.
Anyways, it's been a pleasure, Dan. Where can they find you if they want to ask you questions about your life?
Danzilla. I'm not doing it again.
Double A delay.
You know how to spell it by now.
Double.
It's there.
Okay.
It's in the comments below.
Sterling,
find me at Duckyzilla on Instagram.
And Panda.
In the comments below.
It's at PandaZilla. And then I'm VenomZilla. It was a pleasure. Have a good evening.
Later.